This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Racing to find survivors.
They've been able to dig a trench 40 feet deep.
U.S. targets the Iraq-Syria border.
Airstrikes on Iran-backed militia facilities.
Pacific Northwest swelters.
Temperatures about 40 degrees above normal.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And I'm Peter King in Surfside, Florida, with a CBS World News Roundup. Search and rescue teams are into their fifth day of what's been a slow and sometimes agonizing process.
The number of confirmed fatalities remains at 9. We have identified an additional 4 of the victims.
Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 152 people are still unaccounted for. Searchers have had some good luck on their side. The weather improved yesterday, and that fire underneath the rubble is now out. And Israeli and Mexican teams are now helping U.S. searchers.
We don't have a resource problem. We've only had a luck problem.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett.
Now we just need a few more miracles, and we need to start pulling people out of that rubble and reuniting them with the families.
More on the race against time from CBS's David Begno.
Rescuers are moving fast but carefully. One wrong move could mean another disaster. What they've done is dig a trench beneath the rubble. So far, it's 125 feet long and 40 feet deep. Meanwhile, this morning, there are questions that remain about the structural problems with this building. There was an assessment done by engineers in 2018, and one part took a look at the parking garage and found abundant cracking and spalling of varying degrees.
Though some of this damage is minor, most of the concrete deterioration needs to be repaired in a timely manner.
Why wasn't it? Timely can't possibly mean more than 2.5 years later.
That is attorney Brad Sohn, who is representing at least a dozen victims.
The association knew or should have known there were structural integrity problems.
Family members had asked to go to the site to watch the rescue operation and to pray and reflect. They got to do that yesterday afternoon. Again, Mayor Charles Burkett.
The pain that they're going through, the suffering, the unimaginable sort of desperation to get answers was relieved.
CBS's Manuel Bajorquez has more on the victims who've been identified and people who are still missing.
Among those identified so far, 54-year-old Stacy Fang, whose son was rescued, 83-year-old Antonio Lozano, 79-year-old Gladys Lozano, and 54-year-old Manuel Lafont. Mike Noriega's 92-year-old grandmother, Hilda, is among the missing. They found family photographs in the debris.
My grandmother, she definitely was a very powerful soul. If she's underneath that rubble alive, it'll be a miracle of the ages. If she's not, I know that her soul is in heaven.
Officials say the arrival of the Israeli team seemed to reassure many of those families. Their team leader reminded them that they saved a 65-year-old man from the rubble 5 days after Haiti's earthquake in 2010. Deborah?
The U.S. carried out airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias near the Iraqi-Syrian border early this morning. The Pentagon says it's in response to recent drone strikes against American troops in the region. CBS's David Martin has details.
The strike was carried out by U.S. F-15 and F-16 jet fighters against buildings located on both sides of the border between Iraq and Syria. A defense official said the buildings were command and control and logistics facilities used by the militias to operate the drones. This official said initial indications are that all the targets were hit. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
Heat records are falling like dominoes in the Pacific Northwest, where all of Washington, Oregon, and 5 other states are under excessive heat warnings today. Forecasters call it a once-in-1,000-year event. correspondent Lilia Luciano.
It's never been hotter across the Northwest. A record 112 degrees in Portland, Oregon, 104 in Seattle, Washington, marking the first time the city passed triple digits 2 days in a row since record keeping began in 1894.
It's getting hotter and hotter.
Seattle's summer months are usually mild, with average June high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, so many homes don't have air conditioning. Now, stores selling portable units are having trouble keeping up with demand.
We had three that were available to customers. That's all we could get.
Heavy rain pounded Detroit over the weekend, leaving highways flooded and cars submerged. Divers were called in to check for trapped victims. Shannon Martin says she knew she'd make it.
I said, I got to get out of here because I got to live. I didn't want to die in there because I had COVID for 4 months in the hospital. I survived that, and I know I can survive this.
The police department brought in extra officers to help dispatchers field more than 1,000 calls. The first big cruise ship has set sail from the U.S. since the pandemic began. Royal Caribbean Celebrity Edge left Fort Lauderdale for Mexico. The company says 99% of passengers are vaccinated. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is on board.
On this ship, running at 40% capacity or close to 1,200 passengers, all adults have been vaccinated. A few dozen children under age 12 have not.
I've been homesick for it, so I'm glad to be back.
It's a reset, but also a gamble for cruise companies obliterated by the pandemic. Richard Fain runs the cruise line. With so many vaccinated, he says, any cases can be controlled.
Our objective is to be safer here than anywhere else on land.
On board, some changes, including those famous buffets. No longer self-serve.
In Major League Baseball,
we have our first culprit of the new system of checking pitchers. Hector Santiago has been thrown out of the ballgame.
Mariners hurler ousted in the fifth inning of a doubleheader. He insisted it was all on the up and up.
All I used was rosin. I mean, I used it on both sides, arm sweat, trying to keep that sweat from dripping down to the hands. I mean, that's the only thing I use rosin. That's about it.
The glove will be inspected in New York today. Mariners beat the White Sox 3-2. At the U.S. Olympic track and field trials,
Sydney McLaughlin gets ahead of the world champion and the Olympic champion. That's a new world record.
NBC Sports with the results as McLaughlin passed reigning champ Delilah Muhammad to win the women's 400-meter hurdles in 51.9 seconds. Anna Cockrell, the third to round out the U.S. team. Simone Biles and Sunisa Lee locked up spots in gymnastics, with Lee getting a rare win over Biles in the qualifiers. There's new evidence children dealt with the stress of the pandemic through food.
Medical specialists began noticing an increase in the treatment of eating disorders in children early in the pandemic.
We have colleagues in Canada and Europe, across the United States, who are seeing the same thing.
Dr. Jennifer Hackman, director of Children's Hospital Colorado's Eating Disorder Program, says it's driven by two factors.
The impact of the dramatic shift in mainly social lives, and also things they were already thinking about, like body dissatisfaction, which really got amplified.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
We're learning more about the death of a man behind one of the first reality TV series.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
His family says Cops creator John Langley died of an apparent heart attack during a road race in Mexico. He was 78. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, June 28th. With Peter King in Florida, I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.